This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Three wildland firefighters from Castle Rock made their way to Los Angeles Thursday evening to help with the devastating fires raging there. The type of brush truck they're on specifically equips them to participate in structure defense. That means it helps protect and defend people. Deputy Chief of Operations Oren Bersegel-Breeze says they'll be helping residents escape and moving fallen debris.
House-to-house spread with 100-mile-an-hour winds is very difficult for firefighters to do anything about, as we've seen here with the Marshall Fire. So some of it is just a matter of being in the right place at the right time, but also making sure that people are able to get out.
This particular crew could also be sent to help mitigate any new fires that pop up due to blowing embers. Crews from Boulder and Aurora departed to help today. More people were living on the streets in Colorado in 2024 than the previous year in the state. Governor Jared Polis told Colorado Matters that unhoused issues are handled locally, but he wouldn't rule out state support if it was requested.
If the mayors came to us and said, we want the state to do this, I'd certainly be open to that. But as the laws are now written, I have zero authority to be able to go into a city and move people for squatting or anything like that.
Federal data released earlier this year counted an increase of more than 4,000 more unhoused residents in 2024 compared to the year before. For the first time in nearly a decade, the Denver Broncos are in the NFL playoffs. The team faces the Buffalo Bills on the road Sunday night. Denver's last trip to the playoffs ended with a victory in Super Bowl 50. Peyton Manning was the quarterback then. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 4:06.